In the pandemic, it's hard to play music together remotely. Ensembles have scrapped entire musical seasons, and many have resorted to trying to rehearse via Zoom or Skype, where audio delays make practicing together even harder. But some faculty at the New England Conservatory found software that's letting musicians play together even while they're apart. This morning, WBUR's Quincy Walters brings us the final story in our series about the pandemic's effect on the Boston art scene.
Back in July, some trumpet players with the Cambridge Symphony tried to rehearse via Zoom. You know that notorious lag Zoom has? It makes it really hard to play along. I was one of the trumpet players.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't work.
Zoom dropouts make routine occurrences like rehearsals and music lessons really frustrating to do smoothly. In an ideal world, remote music collaboration would sound a lot like this. Where a teacher can accompany a student and give immediate feedback. But what you're hearing right now is a remote music lesson, and you can't tell because there's no lag, no dissonance. It's immediate. Here, New England Conservatory professor Ian Howell is coaching a student through a Bach cantata. Howell is in an attic in his home in Winchester, and his student is in their home in Jamaica Plain. And they're using a software called SoundJack that eliminates the delay.
We were able to just return to the banality of teaching a voice lesson and to be able to accompany someone in time.
He says he came across it at the beginning of lockdown in his quest to find a better audio transmission platform that could work for musicians. There was Jamulus, Jamkazam, Jacktrip, and then there was SoundJack, which Howell says worked the best. Essentially, SoundJack allows users to manipulate the amount of delay to the point where there is no delay. But this technology that could be a proverbial lifeboat to a hurting music-making world isn't new.
All of a sudden, there was a huge interest in something I have been doing for almost 20 years already.
German software developer and computer scientist Alexander Caro created SoundJack back in the late 1990s. And before the pandemic, there weren't a lot of users.
I can remember before Corona, it was 50 page views per day. The page views jumped from 50 to more than 1,500.
He's a dad and says even before the pandemic, he was constantly tinkering with the technology because he plays bass and is not always able to meet up with the band.
I have three little kids, so I can't afford having a regular rehearsal and so on. This is completely impossible. During the last 5 or 6 years, I have been playing in online bands.
And that ability to play live music remotely without hiccups is what enticed the New England Conservatory's Howell, who says he's been evangelizing the software since he came across it. And even though there's a bit of a learning curve, he says there's a higher hurdle.
One of the big challenges is the sort of social challenge and just the psychological challenge of breaking people out of the prisons that their minds are in right now, thinking what is possible.
But once people see how it works, they're on board. New England Conservatory master's student Michaela Kelly says she was a little worried by the setup because she's not a technological whiz. But she says as a person who often plays music collaboratively, this is tech she felt she needed.
It's difficult at first, and I think it can be a little bit overwhelming. But once you realize that it can be exactly like being in the same room with somebody, the panic of this pandemic just lessened a bit for me, and I'm able to teach students in North Carolina. I'm able to teach from home.
Kelly lives here in Boston. She says the capabilities of SoundJack can enrich her life beyond the conservatory. Take wishing someone happy birthday via Zoom.
Even just singing happy birthday to my godson, it sounds like a cacophony, and then you get on SoundJack, and it's crystal clear, and you're able to be right with someone when you're counting or able to do a round like row, row, row your boat.
I'll sing the crap out of row, row, row your boat if you want to do it in a round.
For Professor Howell and I are able to do a duet over Soundjack, him in Winchester and I in Boston. He says the implications of this technology go beyond elite musicians at a prestigious conservatory. He says this tech has value for, say, maybe kindergartners singing or playing Row, Row, Row Your Boat together, in time, apart, in the middle of a deadly pandemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.